Yes, yesterday we did Rashi's Mahalach. The sugya. Most Rishonim, nothing more different than Rashi. According to Rashi, in both cases, whether it was Shamu Lisha or Misha, then she got married, and then she died. Rishonim, most of Rishonim learned that the case is, Pashtun had the Girsa, Umesa, where it's talking about that she didn't die. The man said, Yeshlaim Nacha, Lebisha Mesa, Alavadai, Shoma Leisha, Vinsiva. The Isha got the property, Ratsu, Habayla, Machzirla, Ulabayla, Hadamim. Say it about Machzir Karaka. The Baal doesn't have to give it back. Rizalkech, Inami, Shom, Minodisha, Vinsiva. They took the karaka from her. Then she got married. And now they want to buy back the karaka. Then we also say they can't. Lemadrina. Why? Amin lekeh haba ma'achshav. Meaning, the man's a little bit bekitzer over here, the little mamayrich. And the difference is, if the ish is alive, since the ish is alive, so if the Baal is l'keach, so we say there's a keach mechayim. Right, that's a case of Shama l'Yisha. And now the Baal want to buy it back. We say no. Why? Because the Baal is l'keach. And that's the din gemara b'dam reishi. Rab Chanina b'din Rusha. That he's l'keach mechayim. That's why he stops her sale. So, which stand there, Chagam, from these Rishonim here that are all learning, all Rishonim learn like this, we see that the Din Lekeach, that's the Din Lekeach stock in Machayim. It's mashma like the Shach learned. That's even on the Guf, Machayim. Not like the Ksaris wanted to say from Rashi in Baba Kama. But all the Rishonim in our Sugya that are saying, yeah, let's say the case of Shamu Leisha, yeah? And she got married. She didn't die. And then we'll be Machalah between Lekeach and Yairish. Right? What's the difference between Lekeach and Yairish? So Shayim explained that if he's a Yairish, so Kozman, she's alive, he's not a Yairish. It's still by her. If it's still by her, then the din is that it's Chayzer. It's still very good. It's chayzer both ways, right? But if he's lekeach, he's lekeach already now. So then we have the din of of zavna that's not chayzer. Zavna is not chayzer, right? So we see clearly in the Rishonim that the din lekeach is now mechayim. It's not just that, like Rashi, where Xeris learns up in Rashi that the Chazal were amur shibuda the isha, that the kinyan peiros of the Baal, the kinyan peiros of the Baal. Is strong and therefore doesn't allow for her to sell. No, pshat is that lekeach mechayim. That's why it stops the sale. That's what the older Shem is saying over here. Mashenkein, You got Yerusha. Yerusha didn't happen yet. Nothing happened yet. She's alive. She's alive and kicking. There's no Yerusha. So that's one point you see in the Rishonim, the important Nechuda over here in the Rishonim. Now, so the two cases are, one of the two cases. One is when Shamu Leisha, so then when she gets married, it's as if the husband bought it. Once the husband bought it, then there's no Shum Hadar. The other case is Shamu Minisha. Now the Shaila is the husband or the woman, they want, or both of them, they want to buy back the property. And that we say, that no, that again depends. If it's Lekayach, you can't do it. If it's a Yairid, nothing happened. It's hers, it's going to her. If it's a Yairid, it's going to her. Because the Baal, even though he has King Paris, he doesn't have King Agov. I'm sorry. If it's a Yairish, if Baal's a Yairish, so then he wasn't Yairish anything. It's not gonna be his. It's not going to him. It's going to her. Even though he's gonna get the Paris, that's not a problem that he's gonna get the Paris. That's not a problem. It's still called going back to her. Hashem came. If he's Lekeach, so then the pshat is that it's going back to him. If she buys it back, who's the one that's getting it really? Who's getting it? Not her. Because if they made him like Lekeach, then pshat is Mechayim, he's like Lekeach on the Gulf. He's Lekeach on the Gulf. And therefore, Just like we see, it stops the sale. So therefore, if it's going to go back, if she's going to buy it back, or even he'll buy it back, it's going to him. It's not going to her. If it's going to him and not going to her, then there's no din of hadar. Shum hadar means that the lover wants to buy it back if it's going to go to him. But over here, it's going to go to her. It's going to go to him when the lover. It's going to go back to the loiva, then there's the shum hadar. In this case, the woman is a loiva, and it's not going to go back to her, because the husband is a lokeya, and it'll go back to him. Yeah? But you have to say the pshat is that it's kiyo, the guf is going back to him. Yeah? Because the fact that the parents are going back to him is not a problem. Because by Yerusha also the parents are going back to him. You know, he didn't yarshin it. What didn't he yarshin? The Rishonim, the Gemara is mechal between Yerusha and Lekeach or Yairish, right? If the husband is a Yairish, there's no problem. Why? Because she's still alive. He's in Yarshna yet. But he's still getting the Paris. So when she's buying it back, who's benefiting? But he's still benefiting from it. But that's not a problem. Because the goof belongs to her. It's going back to her. Elamite, it didn't. Anything goes to her. He gets the Paris. That's not a problem. It's just that if Baal is Lekeach, then it's a problem. Why? Because if it's going to go back to her, then it's not going back to her. If it's going back to her, it's going to him. Because Lekeach says that the kilu the goof is already his. So Mela, that's not the din of Shum Hadar. Shum Hadar is, it goes back to the Laiva. Shum Hadar is not that it's going back to somebody else. And Baal's Lekeach, it's going back to him, not going back to her. Meaning even the goof, like the Shach. Now, fine. So that's the Mahalach of the Shainim. Now, the Rambam brings interesting dialogue in this Reb Ruvein. And it's a little funny, his whole question and his answer, Rambam doesn't even like destroy him on it, that he has a kasha. He has a shar lishol. Then this is a machzir in lebal. Af mishenish bechayim. Right, the way these are shem are learning. Right, what's the gemara so much? She's alive. Right, she's alive, and still, now she got married. There's no din of shum hadar. She can't buy it back. Fak mi gemidi. The kain shenisis, hay machzir shalom. Machzir shenisis down the mois. Now she got some money because her husband has some. She was poor. She didn't have any money because they took away her field. Now she got married. She has money. Fine. So why can't she buy it back? Well, what's the difference before she gets married or after she got married? Why should she lose her right to buy it back after she got married? Now, Chayra, you don't really understand this question. Right? Because we just answered that question, no? We answered this question. It's not that, you know, Stam, like, now that she got married, you know, now that she got money, okay, that's what we're not going to do. Not punishing her for getting married. Why doesn't she get it? Why can't she buy it back? Because it's going to go to the husband. It's going to go to the husband. So what are you telling me? Oh, it's not fair. Now she has the money, and then why can't she buy it back?
It's cash on the Ramban or the Gemara?
It's cash on this Yitzchak Berbruvein, and the Ramban doesn't even like trash him for it. He like, whatever, he's saying, Ein Lo Shanachan Krum. Like, it doesn't, okay, maybe that's me. But I'm just saying, what's the whole problem? I mean, again, I'm just saying, simply, based on what the Shem are learning, yeah, this kasha doesn't start. This question is a non-starter. It doesn't remind me, and Lo Shanachan Krum. Hopefully it's not so clear. The question doesn't start. Based on what we just said, the question doesn't start. Right? Because this that she can't do when she gets married, and they're not punishing her, is because now the situation changed. And now, if Baal Lekeach, if Baal Yarish and Eklami, then nothing changed. But the Baal is Lekeach, that means that the field's going to him. The field's going to him. That's not the din of Shumahadim. Shumahadim means that the life, that the life has a right that he should get back his field. Not that someone else should get his field. But because of this question, this Ritzchak Reb Ruvein answers, Mamash Shagim Shat in the Gemara, Yesh Mitaratzim, then Echonami, Akalei Minon El Didei, Hudloi Madrino. The Gemara says that Shamul Alisha, Shamul Minadisha, yeah? It's okay, Shamul Minadisha, in Tzva, Sabal Bishal Kech, Loi Madrino Lei, yeah, let my dream lay. They take it more literally. That what? It's talking about when he's buying it back for himself, to keep it for himself. He wants to buy it back. He wants to pay the chayv, and he should get the karka. He's paying for it. It's his money. He wants to get the karka back. Not that he's giving her the money, and she's the one that's redeeming it, and she's the one that's being kind in. He's redeeming it. That should be for him. That's what the Gemara is saying is a problem. Right? That's what the Gemara is saying is a problem. Yeah? Aval, he writes, lift eyes. Right? But if she wants to redeem it, we don't care where she gets the money from. So she got it from her husband. Yeah? So what? But she's redeeming it. But according to this, yeah? First of all, because of Pella. So what does that have to do with Yerush Lokeach? The problem is that he wants to redeem it for himself. What does it have to do with Yerush Lokeach?
Why does he have a right to redeem it for himself?
He doesn't, the Chayra. That's what Gemara is saying about him, no? He can't redeem it for himself. That's what Gemara is saying. There's no din that someone else can redeem it. Yeah? Reuven owes Shimon $100,000. Shimon takes away his house, so no one else can redeem it. Only Reuven. So like, it's like a non-starter over here. It's part of the problem. I mean, it was nichol when Ron says, "Ain't lush and achron klum." And that's it's just like the whole doesn't start. First, you're right. It's not a chiddush. It's pasha. Right? That he can't take it for himself. That just because he happens to be her husband, so what? He's taking it for himself, so who cares if he happens to be her husband? They say no problem with taking Rizal. And then what's the Kerech and the Yerush?
You can't be Yerush because right?
Even if the din of the Baal was as the Yerush, what do you mean? Gemara is saying, no, the Gemara says, because it's Lekeach, that's why there's a problem. Loi Madrina Lei, because it's Lekeach. According to this, even if it's a Yerush, Loi Madrina Lei. According to the Ramban, if it's a Yerush, Madrina. Because it's not Madrina to him, Madrina in the Gemara means to them. If it's a Yerush, Madrina, because the fact that he's here makes absolutely, does not change anything. It's by giving it to them, we're giving it to her. If he's a Yerush, because she's still alive. If he's a Lekeach, we're giving it to him. That's the problem. But according to this Rav Yitzchok over here, yeah, that when we say Lei Madrina Lei, that's not true. If he wants to buy it for them, even if he's a Lekeach Madrina Lei, he's not worried about the fact he's a Lekeach that's going to him and not to her. We say no. Maybe he holds. He holds like Rashi. Lekeach doesn't mean that the goof is his. So it's just the payers. Well, he has a king payers. What's the problem? The goof is going to her. He's getting the payers. Who's that's the problem according to him? Right? If it's going to her, what's the whole problem? If it's going to him exclusively, so then what's the Lekeach Yairish? All right, Abraham. All right. It's a pelt, no? I'm not much like coming out of left field. It's like, not being very slow. Maybe all this nichlah, what Ramban says, maybe lush not from clothes, man. That's what Ramban's saying. He's just pushing, he's just writing off. He's not even bothered to ask a question. All he's
talking about the Machai,
right? I know that. It's Machai, yes. We're going to Lushan and Machai.
We had a
svar
that by Yerushal, that it's also like precious to him. That would only be a svar after.
Why that's important? If he asks him. I'm not sure you are, but we'll talk about that if you still have a question. Okay. Then our speaks out, Vishumahad Makaraglam Tautli, we saw not like the older Dva. There's cold like Don Kai Gavna, Lavdainu Klap. Anyone admit that it's not Machalk and Karakam Tautlin? It's not a Dain Machalk. The older Dva did say that. That was, came out of Sol Chaj and Limar with a kippi. We're not going to go back there. Although maybe we should. Anyway. Fine. Right. Oh, no, there's faces. So where's Lekeach Hava? So it's Taisa. I feel you have the Irish. Loi Mahadir, because I'm a Zabna Orta. If he's a Irish, also you can't take it away from it. El Mishal Loi Madrina Lei Nokat. The Irish have a Madrina Lei. Shaben Paida. This was yesterday. The Ben could be Paida, the character of the father. Therefore, the Baal of the Irish, he could be Paida. I mean, he's going with Rashi that the guy died. Yeah, she died, the husband's the Irish, he could be paid the. So, in that case, Madrina Lei, yeah, then it's an Afghanina. Okay, so I've got the Pegash Neichle. Master, the Tavle Abdelay. A Yairish or a Lekeach. So, what's this, Kasha? What are you telling me that? This is an afkamina. If he's Yairish Lekeach, then if he's a Yairish, he could be paid it. If he's Lekeach, he can. The Gemara comes out. The Gemara is saying no, but the Gemara is saying Usha. He's Lekeach. He's not a Yairish. One second. The Gemara comes out in Babasra that we go both ways. Whatever is good for him, he could put on the Lekeach hat or the Yairish hat. So in our case, why are we saying that he's wearing a little Lekeach hat? And he can't redeem it. Why do we say he's wearing the Irish hat and he should be able to redeem it? Zei Fektaisis. Amir Nhasam Barhech Adikah Pesed Lachrini. I'm sorry. But And since the Malva is losing, he has to give up his name. Maybe we say, with the Pseid, we don't say the Tavle Avdele. Now, why Gabi Din of Loi Mahadr? So why by Loi Mahadr? Why did we say the Loi Mahadr to take it away from him? Take it away from him. Well, again, simple reading of the Gemara is saying that because lekach, that's why you don't take it away from him. But if the Irish would take it away from him, if that would be true, then we should say that since it's Pseida, someone else, therefore it should be like Yerush, not Lekech. But Tais is no. Because in the case of Lema Hadar, like he said before, because Manav Shach, Ben if he's Lekech, Ben if he's a Yerush, the din is Lema Hadar. Ben, because Mars is Orta Zavna. So in both cases, they're Manav Shach. Now, it's Mavur and Tais, if Luitzer, it'll be Tali. Yeah, then we go both ways. If there's a pseida, then we don't say that that he's lekeach. Now, Yerusha Rachanina, high over there. You know, in the case of Yerusha Rachanina, I did a pseida. Pseida lekuchas. Right, we're saying he's lekeach, even though pseida lekuchas. Being machria. We're not saying that go either way. We said even though it's pseida, Teretz is over there. Kluchas after the Shah. It's not called pseida because they shouldn't have bought the field from the woman. They shouldn't buy. You shouldn't buy the same look field from woman, knowing that there's a husband over here, and therefore they end up losing it. That's their problem. Therefore, it's not called pseida. Kluchas either after the Shah. Look more
why is the Malva losing out?
Where? Which case?
The Majudim.
Oh, no, you're right, That was my problem. It's a problem, right? Why is the Malva losing? He's losing the field, right? He's getting the money, right? We say it all the time, the whole of Shema Hadra is based, we say it's not called. It's not called. It's a Vesiz Yashav Ratai, right? Because all he really needs is money. So why is that called Pseid? No, I forgot that. I didn't mean to ask the question. Zach is asking a very, very good question. I don't really have an answer. He's asking a very, very strong question. Baisai. He had a question. Tosfos says that the reason why Loi Madrinon, right? The reason why the Baal cannot. Yeah, cannot buy back the field. Why? Even though the only reason why you shouldn't be able to buy it back is because of the keach. If he'd be a Yairish, he could buy it back. A Yairish could buy it back. It's only because of the keach they can't buy it back. 1 second. We do whatever best for him. So let him put on the Yairish hat. And he says, no, he said over there, when there's a pseida, then we don't let him choose. So, Zach, what do you mean? So why by Madrinale, yeah, it's not pseida to the Malva, why is it pseida? He was going to the field, yeah, which wasn't his field to begin with. He had no reason, no schus b'chal to get this field. Like we say, that's why by the city Yashav HaTayv is that he should get back the field, right? Because really all he's supposed to get is money. He has no right to get more than money. So why is that called pseid? He's getting his money back. The Baal's paying, Madrinalei. Baal's paying. Right? So he's getting his money. So why is that Pseida? So let's say that since the Baal could be a Yairish, and then he does have his chos to buy it back, so then he should. Oh, you asked the question? Excellent question. Huh? It's a bomb. It's a bomb kasha. No, it's bomb yamash. Thank you. I've got. Yeah? The bomb kasha. The chayra, why is that called Pseida? You tell me that there's the same ikar din, it could go either way, either kech or yayish, whichever is best for him. It's here's best for him to be able to buy it back. Right? So we say, no, the Pseida. The Gemara said, when it's Pseida, we don't let him buy it back. Why not Pseida? What kind of Pseida? Pseida Malva that he should be able to keep the house instead of the money? I don't know. The whole sugi you were saying, right, is that all that's him, all he has a right to is money. Right? So that's called Pseida?
Yes, sir.
It's more Pseida for her than for him. It's more Pseida for her. Right? With the dinner is the Sisbi Yashim, I tell you. That's called Pseida.
He wants the carcass.
He's making a kid and go.
Now that he has the carcass,
he
doesn't want to give it up.
When give it, and he said he doesn't want to give it up. Fine. He doesn't want to give it up.
But he has to give it up. So.
No, I said okay, that's obviously apparent. That's called Pseida because he got the carcass. He wants the carcass. Said, I understand that, but I'm just saying though, you see, even the whole sugya, the whole dinner, Sizi Yashvat Taiv, and the whole sugya before, right? If it's right, we say, Loidif Minoi, right? First case of Gemara, Pshita, Shamu Leila Bal Chayiv, Ozli Yu Shamu Bal Chayiv the day, right? So we say, Loidif Minoi, Dainu, all you really have a right to is money.
A little Pseida, you're the same as him.
It's
just a small Pseida. It's not a big
Pseida.
It's a small
Pseida. My point is just that idea, we see in the Gemara, that really has no right to claim anything more than money. He's supposed to get money. He wasn't supposed to get this house, right? So say that's called a Pseida. Someone's losing something. Okay, fine. Shane, why not like that? Yeah. Mark says it's called Pseida. I understand that. I'm saying the Svara, I hear more. That shouldn't be considered Pseida. No.
Ended up making a
Pseida. Machnia Daiti to the Gemara.
It ended up becoming his. It is his. Now he's losing it. That's Pseida. He made a kid in Gemara on this field. Doesn't change
that. He's getting money. Is every transaction a loss because he loses out on something?
He's not losing.
He's getting money.
He's not losing it. He's getting money for it. Right?
He's getting money, but the money might not be worth it.
Obviously, he has to. You didn't mean to go there. Obviously.
Right.
Obviously, if he's paying back, he has to pay back what the field is worth. Right? Now, fine. Look more right there. Ad be'ihu b'chayvay pligi b'arvach ravin echadam ahad echadam loy hadar. Look Rash. Ad mi b'chayvay le'el mehader be mehader gabe shuma. We're going back to that's in din of shuma. Okay. Alright, Kalaimar. In Loy Shemur Bezdil Malva, Karachai Shaloy. Become Loy Matsmai. Loy Trichel Din. Lam Loy Tul Karkazem Bechaivcha. So that's a Machlaikis. Chanamar. How the Chamalai Adra? Then he has money, he wants to buy it back. Man Lamu Hadassavar. Hazir Malyi. Namadaita, the Navshe Akve. He gave it willingly. So Mela. It's a Zvina Mali, he sold it. Just like, I sell my karka, yeah? I can't come back and say, I want Shuma Hug, I got money now, I don't want to, I want to renege on the deal, I want it back. Tough luck, he bought it, so it's his, right? So he also is willing to sell, it's like he sold it to him. Manda Mahadra, Savala, Loi Zvina Mali. It's not Zvina Mali, but hi, Da'agbei. Midaite, Los Ledin, Amakal Sufahu, Da'agbei. He's embarrassed that he should have to go through the whole court process. Batsim is not really giving it up. Willingly, it's just like Kilu, they went through the whole process and there's still a svar of a Sisi Yashva Taiv, I guess. Still a svar of a Sisi Yashva Taiv because he didn't really, like, Yes, you know what machlek is exactly. It's not so clear. Right? He says, no, it's like he sold it. He says, no, really, he didn't want to give it up. Really, he didn't want to give it up. Just that he didn't go. Why did he make Bezin go through the process? Because that's embarrassing. Bezin puts up all the signs. They've been gave his karka, the crust, all of that. So Meila, it's as if it was taken away from Bal Karcha. And Meila, we do have a Sizi Yashivat type.
What's all courtly here? Like, what does have to face
the what do you mean?
Basically,
based on Bell Corp,
what are we saying?
Do you have to come on to have to? It's no, I would say that it's a Parayan.
It's
a Parayan.
I refuse to be mocked.
What?
I refuse to be mocked. Are you going to take it from me anyway? So what's happening at that point?
So that's not a question. None of this Gemara point.
I don't know. Are we playing off that? That's
what makes it not Malia?
I'm asking.
Why should I make it not Malia?
It's nothing.
No, it's not. I thought the issue is Mitzvah is Das.
It's
not Malia. It's not Malia because. It's Ma'aliyah because he's giving up willingly. And Ma'aliyah, there's no Sizi Yashvatai. He gave up willingly. I think it's a Svarim Sizi Yashvatai. So if it's being taken away from Malkarcha, yeah, then it's a Sizi Yashvatai. That's he didn't want to do it. However, it worked, but he didn't want to do it. So now that you're taking away Malkarcha, you have to give him the right to buy it back. That's Yashvas. If you gave it up willingly, then you don't have to. I say, no, it's always really not willingly. Someone that's understood. Meimas ochel peri, Rab Amar mechimata drachta liyadei, Abay Amar eichsum zochel loy. Rab Amar mechishlim alu yimeach rasta. Says Rash, Meimas ochel peris, Mishisham loy bezdin, Karga b'chayvay, Meimas iknu yaloy, Lechel peris. Adrachta lachatishim yayim, Shnifsak adin amin parakama, in the Baba Kama, the Bezdin Kais and Adrachta, Star Psak Din, and Nichse Loiva, Shabachom Makam Shim Tzayim, Mishlo Yichkeim, and Moshe Loi Star, that this is a star that allows him to go find, search out the guy's properties and be Gaiva. So that's when it has to be only then, after 90 days.
So the guy takes it himself, or Bezdin takes it for him?
The peasant giving him a right to take it.
But
you know, the army go out there with their fox and go take it. The guy could take it.
Renach
was a dying. It wasn't Renach, he wasn't the litigant, he was the judge.
Right.
No, it doesn't mean, he went there. I mean, it was based on him, his peasant. The same means Renach went to the guy's house, took the keepi and gave it to the guy. I don't know. They have shluch bezdin. The bounty man comes with his frock and Hamburg and goes into the goes to steal the keepi. They have their goons doing that, you know. Eichun zochloim yem shenechtem shnar drachter bezdin ap mishloi bal yada. Rava says mechi shlimi meachrasta ap mishabo. I drachti yadlo the matzin nechassim loyva adlach asman kshematzim huskul love lebezim achrizin sheish kan karka limchar. They make an auction in baze bekibla b'yaisim asher shemu acherim meisrais biyadai lach koy meachraza mesach leirchem mefarish kam yom meachrizin kitzim ad shom achyayim ad pered loyva. So, love the rest. Asaych par mechaber veshil lacher. Umeis kedarka. Aaron, new Mishnah. Aaron, new Mishnah. Asaych par mechaber veshil lacher. Umeis kedarka. a shayil is chayav meis kedarka. A seicher is potter meis kedarka. Yish ba a seicher shmeis kedarka. A shayil ishal ma seicher. Krashi, a seich bar mechaver, v'am et seich ha-meshil l'acher, l'as is bo yimei s'chirusay, yish ba a seich l'maskir, sh'mei s'kedarko. Potish, a seich ein chai b'ainzim, v'ashoyil shu chai b'ainzim, shalom a seicher. Basically, no. Kesar lois of b'schayr pasuk chaveroi. How could the seicher make money over the masker's par on the masker's para? El tasa par lebayim. We have to see exactly what the machlekes is. Gemara so, taisi of shaynim. But is a sort of a side point over here. It says, "Yish ba seicher shemeisa kedarka." The seicher has to swear as meisa kedarka. Is that a shvus Hashem? The seicher has to swear. So the dvar over here is my point, and that is, why do we need the seicher to swear? I mean, we have a shayil over here who's saying there's meisa kedarka. We have an erechad that's saying there was meis kedarka. So just like an erechad could be chayv a shvua, b'chay erechad should also be able to pater from a shvua. That is the question. The erechad, we have an erechad, the erechad should pater the seicher from a swear in the shvua's hashayimim. That is the question of it. We have an erechad in the form of the shayil. The shayil is saying that it was meis kedarka. Let's say the seicher doesn't know. The shayil knows. Yeah? So we have an echad saying that was meis kedarka. So why should the seicher have to swear?
He says, I believe you. He says, you believe the shayil.
An echad is mechayev v'shvua. So that's the question. If echad is mechayev v'shvua, could an echad also pater from a shvua? Pirish, yish ba seichem hoye sham mishat shemeis. The point he was there, and he knows that it was meisa kedarka, then the seichem could swear. The afgav the shoyel meir al davar. Ein echad parik mishvur. Yichsin the parak hama. Says there's tov. Adrama from this mission we see taka that ein echad can mechayi mishvur, but ein echad can pata from mishvur. Now, but this point is a point of a very big discussion in Rishayim. Can a Erechad pater shvo? In the Rosh...
Wouldn't he be a Negev?
Why is Negev Adam? It's fine. The Ritva himself speaks out in a minute, okay, if you brought that point up. Hecha, what happens? Hecha, will I have a seicher b'shas shemesa? Let's say a seicher is not there. The seicher can't swear. So what do you do? What do you do? Iyakeidim. You want to say mitayich? Okay, it's a good point. Let's see if that's true. You say mitayich over here. What does the Ritva say? Before we hear. Let's see what the Ritva says. Yeah? What does Ritva say? Yikaidim. Yeah? Yavayim yiftah. Fine. Vashoyol chanina kashal eidazu. Da'ayna negeb eidos. Why is he not negeb eidos? Because he's paying anyway. He's chayim. As Rishon Doiv said. So he has no negeus over here. Either way, he's paying. So therefore, he says he could function as one of the two edim to pater the seicher, and that's why Batsim he could function as an erechad need be. Right? Now, the main Shem Eidim, if already Yaman is talking about the Mataych over here, do we say Mataych? Let's say there's no Eidim. There's no Eidim, so what's the din? We don't know, we have no clue whether it's Meis Kedark or not. So here we have Machlokes, Ramban, and the Raivi, says the Ritva. The Ramban says, Amar Ben Ramban, She Nishba Seicher, She Ein Idea, in Meis Kedark or Yim Nignava. The Yifter. It's Potter. You don't say Mechashen Yachashav Meshalem. Why? There's any day in Praticha, there's any day in Hilvisani. Right? I know. Ruben comes over to Shimon and says, you owe me 100 bucks. He says, I have no clue, I don't remember. So it depends. If he says, I'm not sure if I ever borrowed it. So we say, "My chol v'raya." The suffix "b'chal," whether it is a chiyuv over here, he's not sure they have a bargain. So then we say, "He's potter." But if he says, "I'm asking, I borrowed the money from you," I'm not sure. I remember. Maybe I paid back. I don't remember. Then we say, "No, he's cheskes chiyuv." Suffix whether he paid back. So we say he has to pay. So the man says over here, "Here's the suffix b'chal whether he has a chiyuv." Our rabbi itself, the elek aidim and yach l'shav v'chay l'sham. Now, v'lei kaim yedei and braticha shul chay. So the machlek is, how do we look at this case? We look at it like any day b'chal is a chiyuv, or we say that no, that's mizashaymer. That's mizashaymer, and he has a chiyuv to give it back. Maybe that's the story of the machlek. He has a chiyuv to give it back. Right? So now the question, whether he has a ptur on his chiyuv to give it back. So that's what the Raivin holds. He has a chiyuv to give it back. Now the shayla, if it was Meis Kedarka, then that pot is his chiyuv. Right? So as the Raivin, okay, that's any day. Now we don't know, did you pay it back or not? Did you pot or not? Did you pay it back? He didn't pay it back. The shayla is, whether there's a ptur on your chiyuv or not. Not whether it's Batsim was starting with a chiv, but you have a chiv to return it. Yeah? You have a chiv to give it back. Now, you're claiming something happened to Patimai chiv. That any day in Praticha. You have a cheskos chiv, whether you paid it back or not. Something whether you paid it back or not. Now, I know you're suffering whether something happened to Patimai chiv. That we say there in Praticha, Melis Chai. Mashenke in the Ramban holds. Ramban holds no. The man holds the bets, and there is no chiyuv. There is no chiyuv, right? When is there a chiyuv? When is there a chiyuv? If something happened to the object, that's mechayiv you. Yeah, like if it was for a shay machinam, if something happened when it was pesheya, that's mechayiv him. For shay masacher, if it was stolen, it being stolen is mechayiv him. The chiyuv first starts if it was stolen. It's being stolen, it's mechayiv him. And so to my shayil. So over here, the suffix whether he became a chiyuv. It died. Yeah? If it died by itself, yeah, then he's potter. If it didn't die by itself, yeah, died because of neglect, whatever it is, then it's chayiv. Yeah, it says your man's a suffix, whether it's a chiyuv or not. It's a suffix, there was no pre-existing chiyuv, the shayla whether you pat yourself for your pre-existing chiyuv. It's a suffix b'chal. What makes the chiyuv? It happening in a way that's machayu, that's what creates the chiyuv. Here's a suffix, whether it happened or not.
Are we saying this even with the Tanakh? Because
we're in the Tanakh, it says, Yishba Seicher. The Chakir now is, what if the Seicher can't swear? He doesn't know what happened. He wasn't there. No clue. He doesn't know what happened. Okay? So what happened? Does he pay or not? Mesopic, does he pay or not? The Mechlekes is Rabban and the Raivid. Do we compare this any day in Praticha? Or do we compare this any day in Mischayafti? I'm just being ma'aseh all the heads, but it seems to be the machlokes is what is the gather of the chiyuv of the shaymer? Is the pshat that he has a chiyuv that's right now to give it back? Amel na shal, but he pati yourself from the chiyuv? Or no, pshat is all chiyuv. First come, if something happened, that's machayev you. That's chayev the lamedus of the machlokes over here. So now Ben Yamin threw out right away. What do you mean? Toshei achav shal mishalei, right? But the seicher has a chiyuv to make a shul. What?
No, because he has the aid here, or whatever. He has
what
the
aid?
Child.
No aid.
There's
no aid.
No aid.
We
right. Okay.
We've already dealt with that. There is no aid. The aid is irrelevant. We started going into Machol Yishayim about that. We got sidetracked. Not sidetracked. We got sidetracked in the Rivah itself. Yeah, but so there is no aid. There's nothing to pat you from your shvur. You have a chiyuv to swear. You don't know.
Right.
So frek ben yom, gevalde kasha. Frek ben yom, gevalde kasha. Huh? Who's asking the kasha?
Let's take another
attempt. What?
Another
attempt. Tok sheni yachol shav. What's it in? The guy's supposed to swear, and he can't swear.
Is,
so what's it in? What's it in? We say, tok sheni yachol shav. Mishalei. So over here, if the seicher can't swear because he doesn't know what happened, so why do we say? Why does Rabban say that he just swears any day and makes gedarko in nigneva and he's potter? Why? Because any day and will be sani. One second, he has a chiv shvua. Frag miyamin, a gaval. You're humbling. Is it any day it's chayatni and the praticha? That's not the issue here. What happened to his chiyuv shvua? He has a chiyuv shvua. He can't get away with saying, I don't know what happened. Ebi Shem can get away with saying he doesn't know what happened.
No. Do we say,
That's one of the cases of Mataych. Okay. It means the guy doesn't know that that's a reason to say Mataych. It's a fact, Ben Yamin, unbelievable kasha.
That didn't tell you I'm just sure it's Kenny
Tour. What?
That day. Is it Dr. Shore or Eddie Tour?
Where's the chiyuv?
There's a cheskes chiyuv about that, and you don't know about the other part.
Cham shnidana, cham shnla idana.
Yeah.
Cham shnidana, cham shnla is even in cham shnidana. I don't know if I owed it to you. Not if I don't know if I paid. Yeah. What's the classic case of matar? Cham shnidana, cham shn any idana. He might owe 50. He's to pay 100. 50 I owe you. 50. I don't know if I owe you. Now, I'm pretty sure that's not only... It's when he says he doesn't know if he owes them a problem. Adarabha, if he's saying that, I don't know if I paid back, so he has to pay. So why is there a shvur? Why is what you don't come out to Mataych? Stami, it's a chiv. You have to come on to the Shvur. El, my case of Chamsh Nechamsh La'idana is when he doesn't know if he owes them a chal. And we say Mataych.
What about
Yom Zvarfin today, huh?
I'm trying to remember. Like,
what did he say?
When was he with that? When was he with that?
Okay.
I don't remember. Like,
look, you know, that's not going to fly. You got to get something to offer. You know what I'm saying? We spoke about, yeah, we once spoke about Matar. You know what I'm saying? What?
Machmas
what? Kasha, pick the machadati. What? The what?
Yeah, I
didn't know that. Oh. Now you're saying something. What? Have a little maiden. That's the same thing with have a little maiden. If you say, you only say mitaych, where it's have a little maiden, but here it's have a little maiden. That would be a terrace. Okay. But again, not everyone, I remember right now, I think not everyone held that. Akpanim, that would definitely be the first place to go. That if you hold that you need Havel Meida, you need it. The only time you say Matarich, when you should know you don't know, that would work over here. Because in this case, the Sarikha, since it wasn't by him, it was by the Shayo, it's not a real case of Shayim where Islam doesn't know what happened. Some cases, regular cases, Shomer, let's say, you'll say Mitoich, he should have known. He should have known what happened. You're a Shomer. But here, he loaned to the other guy, said, Bashar Usham, he didn't have to know.
Shouldn't he have had responsibility on the Shomer? I mean,
it's not his problem to know whether it was
basically.
Somebody had a right to lend it. We'll see when we learn the Sugya. Yeah, right. That's the question. He did it. So Melo, he gave it to him. It's by the Shoyl. He had no reason that he should have known whether to die Melo or not. So Melo, for now at least, that would be a good Teretz. Top. Now back to the beginning of the Ritva. Yeah? The Ritva said, for Argamar, we see the Erecha, Eina Masayaya, it's the Nusach of the Sugya. Question is, Eina Masayaya, Pata from Meshvur. The Ritva says, he who bets me saying, you see from our Mishnah, the Eid Messiah doesn't part the Shvur. And that's why the Seicher cannot live off the Eidus of the Shoyim. So the Rosh in Simon Gimel, first parrot, is down by Richas's question. That the Rebbe Meir Tam and the Rebbe Mutenberg, they say the Eid Messiah could pater from Mishpul. Okay, now the Ritva says. So, we bring down Raya's, we're not going to go into them, but Eid Messiah Shita Rebbe Mutenberg is Eid Messiah pater from Mishpul. Yeah? He says Kal V'Chaymer, yeah? Makshe Misayaya. Lemisha ain't Mukhze. He can make the guy swear. Right? The Eid Misayaya can make the Mukhzik swear. Kolshkain, when the Eid Misayaya the Mukhzik, he can make me shouldn't have to swear. Now, the Eid Misayaya could go up against the Mukhzik and make the guy swear. Kolshkain, it should save the Mukhzik from swearing. Okay. That's what he said. Now, Yesh Makshim, Maha, it's now come on, our Mishnah, Sech Bar Mechaber, Veshilach, etc. Ama Yesh Bar Seichel, Yeshayel Meid, Shemei Zekadach, Yiftar Seichel Meshvua. The Nirli Lakashim Idi, Mesniz and Dina Kamashmon, Ta Seichel Nefta, Beshvua Sai, Menamaski, Vashayel Meshalom Lai. Mishnah tells you the facts. The facts is that the facts are that if the Shayel, yeah, the Seicher swears and the Shoyl pays to the Seicher. So, that's the facts. Yeah? Nafilu Rabbi Yaisi, who says that no, okay, so it's a paraz, and the master gets the money. Now, is there any indication in the Mishnah that the Seicher doesn't have any other way of parting with Shunos? The Ikadin is the Seicher has to swear. The din is Seicher swears and the Shail pays him. That's the din. Now, if the Seicher has some way of getting out of his Shvuah, okay. Maybe he could, maybe he can't. That's not the Mishnah's gushling. So, if the Shail didn't come to Bezdin and be Meyid, there was Meis Kedarka, it could patter him. We're not discussing Eitzes over here. How the Seicher could patter himself from the Shvuah. The din is the Seicher has to swear. The din is the Shail pays who? The Seicher. Beis says no. That is the Ikar Halach over here. Now you want to know, can the Seicher have a patent to patter himself? Maybe could. Shaul also might not know. He might not have been there when he died, right? So therefore, the Mishnah can tell you that Seicher is part of a Mishvua. The Mishnah tells you that Ikadin Seicher is Chayiv Mishvua. Now, if Punk the Shaul knows, and he's willing to come to bed, okay, you find an eight, you want to pay.
So it's two different answers?
It's one answer.
What's the answer?
The answer is
the Shail knows. The Seicher knows what happens, but the Shail didn't know.
It's possible.
No,
it's possible.
Yeah.
And therefore, we don't. The Mishnah is not discussing that. Because
yeah.
The Mishnah is telling me the Ikar Halacha. The Ikar Halacha is he has to swear. The Ikar Halacha is the Shail pays the Seicher. Now, if you're going to find Eitzes, they shouldn't have to swear. Okay, because they pay. But, and he adds a knage that he couldn't say Stami's potter because it's also not, it's Talik.
So what's the second answer?
What?
Which is saying Aloha and also there's a case where it's not true.
Okay, fine. One and a half answers. Okay. Now, but then he brings down another question. Yesh Machshim Hevel. Which I think is grounded in Ban's question. Yesh Machshim Hevel, the Rosh says. Pretty strong Lashon, especially when it's against Ramban. Yeah? Dhamma Kaman, Shemesh Masl Shemer. The Machoik is, we'll see, on the Flam Vav Men Aleph. But the Shemesh Masl Shemer is Chayiv or not. Do we say? The Manam says Chayiv, says the Mafkid, to tell the Shemer, yeah? The Baal, to tell the Shemer, you I trust. I don't trust him. At mims the mishvor, I don't trust him. Therefore, you're chayiv. Yeah. In fact, the Rosh, am I chayiv? If you're in a shaymer, a shayni, they do so. Mishvasa, I should chayiv. Is it an echo over here? What are you telling me? The mafke tells the shaymer, I know I'm not taking his shvor. Yeah. You're trustworthy. Your shvor I'll take. His shvor. That's not what I signed up for. I'm not down on him swearing. Yeah? That's the Gemara says. Kol Madam Machayev. Fret the Makshim Hevel. What do you mean? Is it a Echad over here? What's the problem?
It's a Shvu, it's not
a Echad. No. It's also an Echad. He's saying that it died, right? So therefore, what are you telling me? I believe you're Shvor, I don't believe his Shvor. You don't need his Shvor, you don't need the Shemer Shvor. You have an Echon in the form of the Shemer Sheini that will patter.
But we see that the Eidus is not believed unless he makes a Shvor, so the Eidus isn't believed.
What?
His Eidus isn't believed unless he makes a Shvor, so you see it's who not.
Who is not believed?
The second one can't just say something, he has to make a
Shvor. He can't be made about yourself.
He has to make a Shvor.
He can't be made about yourself. He's made about somebody for someone else. He's made for the first Shayim. He's not made for himself. We're not handling his Chiv or not. We're handling the Chiv of the first Shayim to the Mafkin. Mm-hmm. So clapping the Mafkin, the second Eid is a perfect Eid. That's the Rabban's Kasha. El Ma'isi, Eidem Esayed doesn't patter from a Shvuah. That's what the Machshim Hevel asks.
Is there a Ramban's question?
It's Ramban's Muhammad's question. Says the Rosh, Lekoshim Nidi, the silly question, Lechiyuv de Rishayin, Meshvil de Yachol Shabahu. Vain writes Lahamin, Leshvoz Hashaini, Meshayim Lerishin Mammon, Meyach Apaitim Mechiyuv Mammon. Says the Rosh, that over here it's not a Emesaya pattering from a Shvoa. Here it's Eri Masayaya pattering from Mammon. Because the first Shimer, since he can't swear, this is my impact on the question before, since he can't swear, so we say Mitaich. We have a problem anyway, with Kiva's Teretz. Yeah? The Rosh says, the first Shimer can't swear, right? He doesn't know what happened. Right? It's by him, Uchaladin. Because the Malka is not willing to take the other guy's shvuah. So there is no shvuah yet. So what's the, you have to swear, right? The first time I asked him to swear, when Yaman's time, right? Says the Rosh, now he wants to pull out his Erecha from his pocket. Erecha says, 1 second. There's no chiyah. What do you mean? That's popping from Mammon. That's any Yachal Shav Mashalim. It's a chiyah Mammon. 1 second, it's a chiyah Mammon. Erecha can't pop from Mammon. It's a chiyah Mammon. So what does Ramban hold? What does Ramban hold? So Ramban holds. So here's how Reuven has a piece on this in the beginning. He wants Taina that Machlokes is the Rosh and Ramban is begeder of Mitaich. In other words, when we say Mitaich Shel Rosh HaMashal, is Mitaich really another form of Ain right to Lashava. Let's say a guy has to swear, he doesn't want to swear. Right? He's at 75% that they don't make shvuas. He's willing to pay, right? He's willing to pay. So, he doesn't want to swear. If he doesn't want to swear, he has to pay, right? You have to either swear or pay. That's your chiyuv. Either you swear or pay. Right? So if you don't want to swear, you gotta pay. Now, if you can't swear, it's like you don't want to swear. The mechayev of the erech or the shine, whatever it is, either swear or pay. Just like if you don't want to swear, you got to pay. If you can't swear, you also got to pay. Yeah? Or no. Mitaich is a new halacha. It's a chiyamah. It's not like if you didn't want to swear. Mitaich is a new halacha. If you can't swear, it's a chiyamah. It's an ikka chiyamah over here. So that's enough gamin over here. The Ramban holds the first way. Then the Ramban says, why am I paying? I can't swear. Why? As if I didn't want to swear. 1 second. If I echo, the pot is me from my shvuah. Yeah? Then I don't have to swear. Right? What's either swear or pay? Right? If you don't want to swear, you got to pay. If you can't swear, you also got to pay. 1 second. But I'm an echo, it's pot me from the shvuah. So we don't have to swear, either swear or pay. There is no chiyuv shvuah, whether you don't want or whether you can. So therefore, the echad, you know, now it's a situation of mitaych. But beside the mitaych is also either swear or pay. Beside the mitaych is also either swear or pay. Just you don't have the option of swearing. But back then, the reason why you have to pay is because your chiyuv is either swear or pay. The meila, if I have an echad, an echad partners from a shvuah, then there's no dimitaych. The man says no dimitaych. It never starts because mitaych says either swear or pay. I don't have to swear because I have erech. The pot is mish from my shvuah. Mashengi the Rosh holds no. Mitaich pshat is it's a new chiyuv. It's a new chiyuv. It's a chiyuv mammon. Now it's chiyuv mammon. There's no erech.
I got everything.